Hi folks, welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Al. And if you're listening to me on Spotify or Anchor or Apple Podcasts, I highly encourage you to follow this podcast. And if you're listening to me on YouTube, I highly encourage you to subscribe. And also check out my website at buildwealthmedia.com. So today I want to talk about three reasons why one should consider investing in the stock market. Number one, you want to invest to prepare for your retirement. This is something that I think for the most part, most people know that it's important to prepare financially for their retirement. But what often happens is that most people don't take it seriously. And as a result of that, most people, when they approach their golden years, they struggle financially because they didn't put in the work when they were in their youth to prepare financially for retirement. And this can be accomplished simply by taking a portion of your income, whatever you feel comfortable with. The general rule typically is about 20% of your income one would take and invest it. For instance, opening up a Roth IRA, and every time you get paid, put money into that particular account and buy you some dividend paying stocks in well-established businesses, or buy you some dividend paying ETFs that hold blue chip companies within them. And if one does that consistently, over and over again, taking 20% of their income and investing it into their Roth IRA. If you do that over and over and over again, consistently, methodically, you'll have a comfortable retirement. You'll be able to retire with dignity. See, here's the thing in life. If you don't prepare for your retirement, nobody is going to do it for you. And I think just having the financial discipline to pay yourself first, prioritizing preparing for retirement by simply just taking a portion of your income and deploying it into financial assets such as stocks, ETFs, or index funds. If that is done consistently, I think that will allow and enable one person to be successful in retirement. Number two, you want to invest to create generational wealth. Now, if you have a family, if you're married and you have a family, generational wealth should be at the utmost importance. See, you just don't want to build wealth to enrich yourself. You want to invest to leave a legacy, to build wealth for future generations to come. See, it shouldn't be about the money. It should be about establishing security within your family. And investing gives you the opportunity to achieve that. It's important to want to build wealth for your family. Again, it's not all about you. If you have a family, it's not all about building wealth for yourself. Now, it's important to build wealth for yourself, but that should not be your sole purpose when it comes to investing, especially if you have a family. You need to be thinking bigger. Think generational wealth. Just building wealth and enriching yourself, that's thinking small. When it comes to building wealth, you have to think big. Number three, you want to invest so you can create passive income. Now, for most of us, most people work a 9-to-5 job. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with putting your hours at the office or putting your hours at the factory. It can be a very noble thing to do to work actively to make money. But you can't work actively forever. You have to find some way to make money passively. And investing gives you the opportunity to do that. The ability to take a portion of your active income and put it into financial assets such as stocks, ETFs, or index funds that's going to throw off passive income. See, you're not going to build wealth based upon your active income, but you can build wealth by receiving passive income. And again, investing gives you that opportunity, the ability to buy stocks, index funds, or ETFs that throw off cash flow in the form of dividends. Now, I love dividends. Dividends, in my opinion, is the best passive type of income. Because you don't have to do anything. You can make money in your sleep with dividends. So we want to be a participant in the stock market so we can receive passive income. Again, you're not going to build wealth based on active income. It's passive income that's going to help you build wealth. And investing will give you the opportunity to create passive income organically. So those are my three reasons why I believe one should consider investing. Let's recap. You want to invest so you can have a decent retirement. You want to invest so you can create generational wealth. And you want to invest so you can create and generate passive income. So that's my take. And that's why I believe investing is so important. As always, folks, I encourage you to always think big in life. Always strive to become a better version of yourself and stay committed to financial success.